about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored. Give me a little more headphone volume.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay. Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is I, Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And Mark, my producer, will let me know who's on the line when you call and who is not. And that's okay, because if you're not on the line, it doesn't matter, right? Well, tonight, an open forum, and I have a lot to discuss with you, America, and those listening everywhere, because there is, as you know, a lot going on, plenty, that should be talked about, and there is no excuse for us not to talk about it. And the world of reality, the world of the matrix, as it were, to expose these unfruitful works of darkness that exist across the landscape, and particularly the Washington landscape, which has become a satellite for Jerusalem, Mystery Babylon. And tonight I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about that process that is going on right now and the next war that these neo-Keynes hope to consummate, as well as a little bit of historical precedent vis-a-vis fraudulent deficit Roosevelt and how he engineered war. All right, well, we'll do that. But let me turn your attention first to the scriptures and to Jesus ministering as he did in Galilee and his sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes. And in chapter 5 of the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus, seeing the multitudes, went up to the mountain, and then he met with his disciples to minister unto them. And you know, one of the things he said was, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Not the proud, the meek. And then he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." They. Now you know what the opposite of peace is. It's war. And the opposite of peacemaker is war maker and warmonger. And in this day and age in which we live, that philosophy, that process of making war on alleged and supposed enemies has reached a new plateau, as America is being led into a new world order that will eventually lead to a system of peace and safety. That is when you know the end will have come. Peace and safety. Who will make war with the beast system? This monstrous system that will be headquartered in Jerusalem. Well, we shall find out. We shall discuss these and many other things. And the importance of Jerusalem. I'm Rick Adams. 103.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
And we are on. We are on right here in Republic Broadcasting. And very soon we'll have a new website, they tell me, within 48 hours. And you'll be able to listen online. But you can stream audio right now at 216- That's, of course, www.216.240.133.177:2005. And that should do it. We have shortwave listeners, and we have people listening across the spectrum on the micros. And all of you people out there, thank you for listening and joining us. And I want to discuss issues, not personalities, not rivalries, not any of that nonsense. I just want to be able to talk to you about the important issues and what is happening to America. And what better way to start than to refer to one of the most recent columns of none other than Paul Craig Roberts. And it was in a number of newspapers, as you know, he syndicated. And, of course, it was also in the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, the monthly publication. And it is entitled there, "The Surge," quote-unquote, "is a red herring." Listen to what Paul Craig Roberts says. "Bush's surge speech is a hoax, but members of Congress and media commentators are discussing the surge as if it were real. I invite the reader to examine the speech. The surge content consists of nonsensical propagandistic statements. The real content of the speech is toward the end, where Bush mentions Iran and Syria. Bush asserts that these two regimes are allowing terrorists and insurgents to use their territory to move in and out of Iraq itself. Iran is providing material support for attacks on American troops, quote-unquote. Now, as Paul Craig Roberts clearly and unquestionably states, Bush's assertions are propagandistic lies. The Iraq insurgency is Sunni. Iran is Shia. If Iran is supporting anyone in Iraq, it is the Shia, who have not been part of the insurgency. Indeed, the Sunni and Shia are engaged in a civil war with Iraq. Does any intelligent person really believe that Iranian Shia are going to arm Iraqi Sunnis who are killing Iraqi Shia allied with Iran? Does anyone really believe the Iranian Shia are going to provide sanctuary for Iraqi Sunnis? Well, I guess only the dumb and naive would. Bush can tell blatant propagandistic lies because Congress and the American people don't know enough facts to realize the absurdity of Bush's assertions. Now, what about the media? Let me interject here, Rick Adams. You going to tell me the media boys don't know? You going to tell me Andrea Mitchell doesn't know? You going to tell me that any of these others, these leading luminaries behind the scenes at NBC, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, Fox News, they don't know? Of course they don't. But you see, they're willing to be a part of the matrix. In fact, they are the matrix of lies, distortions, propaganda. Why is Bush telling these lies? Writes Paul Craig Roberts. Bush says, we will disrupt the attacks on our forces. Quote, unquote. We will interrupt the flow of support from Iran and Syria. And we will seek out and destroy the networks providing advanced weaponry and training to our enemies in Iraq. Our enemies in Iraq. Our enemies, Bush says. Well, Paul Craig Roberts writes, in these words, Bush states perfectly, clearly, to use a phrase from another president, that victory in Iraq requires U.S. forces to attack Iran and Syria. Moreover, Bush says, we are also taking other steps to bolster the security of Iraq and protect American interests in the Middle East. I recently ordered the deployment of additional carrier strike groups to the region. Pray tell, why? What do, as Paul Craig says, what do two U.S. aircraft carrier groups in the Persian Gulf have to do with a guerrilla ground war in Iraq? Bush states perfectly clearly that victory in Iraq requires U.S. forces to attack Iran and Syria. Warmongering. The surge is merely a tactic to buy time, while war with Iran and Syria can be orchestrated by Bush. The neocon Israeli cabal feared that the Congress, you, the American public, and the American foreign policy establishment were putting on Bush to de-escalate in Iraq would be to terminate their plan to achieve hegemony in the Middle East. Failure in Iraq, then, would mean the end of the neocon's influence. It would be impossible to start a new war with Iran after losing the war in Iraq. The neocons and the right-wing Israeli government have clearly stated their plans to overthrow Muslim governments throughout the region and to deracinate Islam. These plans existed long before the 9/11 plot. Near the end of his surge speech, Bush adopts the neocon program as U.S. policy. The struggle, Bush says, echoing the neocons and the Israeli right wing, goes far beyond Iraq. The challenge, Bush said, is playing out across the broader Middle East. It is the decisive ideological struggle of our time, claimed Baby Bush. America is pitted against extremists who have declared their intention to destroy our way of life. The most realistic way to protect the American people, Bush says, is by advancing liberty across a troubled world and region. This, of course, is a massive duplicitous lie, says Paul Craig Roberts. We have brought no liberty to Iraq, but we have destroyed their way of life. Bush suggests that Muslims in Afghanistan, Lebanon, and Palestine are waiting and hoping for more invasions to free them of violence. Did Bush's invasion free Iraq from violence? Or did it bring violence to Iraq? And then he says, Republican U.S. Senator Chuck Hagel declared Bush's plan to be the most dangerous foreign policy blunder in this country since Vietnam. In truth, it is far worse. It is naked aggression justified by transparent lies. No one has ever heard governments of Iraq, Syria, or Iran declare their intention to destroy our way of life, except maybe a few of these so-called talk show hosts. To the contrary, it is the United States and Israel that are trying to destroy the Muslim way of life. And he concludes, the crystal clear truth is that fanatical neocons and Israelis are using Bush to commit the United States to a catastrophic course. Well, I say amen. Amen. To Paul Craig Roberts. And you know, right now, as we speak, some of these neocons are making the rounds and telling us that we need another war, just as they did in the 1930s in America, trying to drum up support for another war in Europe, following the total and complete debacle of American interventionist foreign policy in Europe in World War I. The same voices of hate, the same voices of terror, the same voices of warmongering and war profiteering were to be heard, wagging their fingers, wallowing their tongues, making big speeches and big noise about the need for yet another disastrous war overseas. And I'm going to show you tonight how FDR, though he was totally and completely corrupt from head to toe, and yes, even in the wheelchair, though he pretended to be a betrayer of his class, in fact was the consummate puppet of the New World Order, Edomite, Kenite banking interests at that time in American history. I'll show you that as we continue tonight's program, and then you can feel free to join in on the conversation. Issues need to be discussed, and I want to discuss them. We got a lot to discuss this week. Dr. Kasem will be back again Thursday night to discuss who really pulled off 9/11. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network with me, Rick Adams, yours truly. Remember the number, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back in just 3 minutes.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back. And those of you folk on the line, Marilyn, and others, stay tuned. Give me a little chance here, just a few more minutes, to develop my theme, and we will be able to take your calls. I promise you. 800-313-9443 is the number, as ever and always. But you know what's interesting? This character now is making headway. This Israeli, who was born in Connecticut in the United States, Dory Gold. You've heard of him. He, of course, has been a propagandist for the Israeli government under the most radical Likud party. Well, he has a new book out now. He's had a number of books out. And, of course, Regeny Press, of course, has published his book, Dory Gold. Now, if there ever was a face that looked like the map of the state of Israel, boy, there's it right there. You can see the word Edom written all over it. Kenite. Well, his new book, The Fight for Jerusalem, Radical Islam's Secret Plan to Take the Ancient Holy Land. Now, you notice, secret plan? In this book, that is his contention, my friend. And he tells us how this city of Jerusalem has always been a potential fault line between East and West. A holy site for numerous religions. The city, of course, now sits as a site, as a powder keg in the middle of the struggle against radical Islamicist jihad. So in his book, in his new book, Mr. Gold argues that if Jerusalem is to be a, quote, free city, where all faiths can be practiced, quote unquote, it will have to remain under Israel's sovereignty, because the UN is untrustworthy, and the radical Muslim Palestinian population is looking to run other faiths from Jerusalem. He says no city is more important to the peace of the world than Jerusalem. Oh, boy. You know, I don't think he realizes the significance of his own statement. He knows that. He's speaking with a double tongue, a forked tongue. He says, and no book is more important to understanding how that peace can be safeguarded. His newest book, The Danger, of course, of Dividing Jerusalem. Now, you know and I know, for those of you who really understand the Bible, that Scripture makes it plain. Jerusalem is going to be the city that is going to be totally incinerated, leveled from off the face of this earth. Jesus makes that abundantly clear in the New Testament. And he even goes beyond that. Jesus says that it will be more tolerable in that day of judgment for the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and their evils, their sin, than it will be for the city of Jerusalem and those who run it. Now, that's where Dory Gold comes in. That's where the government of Israel comes in. That's where the state of Israel makes its capital, the city of Antichrist. The city that hates Christ, the city that murdered Christ, the city that murdered the prophets. I'm sorry, it ain't Rome. I'm sorry, it ain't the Vatican. I'm sorry, it's not the United States. It's Jerusalem. And the reason it's Jerusalem is because, indeed, that is God's holy city, and Satan, the other god of this world, wants that city for himself and his people. He wants to control the world through Jerusalem. Pretty clear. I mean, it's pretty obvious who Mystery Babylon really is, as far as I'm concerned. Now, I know there are those who'll disagree, and they can make their own case to themselves, and we can argue till we're blue in the face, but there ain't no disputation about the future state of Jerusalem, and who will own it, who will occupy it, where it will be, and how it will be judged. I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be in Jerusalem on that day when the two witnesses are murdered right there in the streets of Jerusalem by George Bush's buddies, like Ariel Sharon, whom he called a partner in peace, a man of peace. You want to be there? No. Get the Palestinians out. Move them out. Bring them somewhere else, even here. You don't want to be in Jerusalem on that day that is coming very soon, when it is melted and incinerated into the ground. Talk about a Holocaust? My friend, you ain't seen nothing yet. The wrath of God will be poured out on that city. The significance of that city is that right now, Satan's seed line is occupying that city illegally through war and conquest, but it occupies that city for a reason. We couldn't defeat Israel if we wanted to. The reason is the Kenites must be protected right up until they finish prophetic scriptures. They bring their Savior, Satan, into that seat, that so-called mercy seat in Jerusalem. You see it now? We'll be back. Much more to come. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719. Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
As you probably know, Dory Gold, D-O-R-E, Dory, is the president of the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, and he insists Jerusalem must remain under Zionist control. And I say, boy, he's right. It must, if prophecy is to be fulfilled. And prophecy speaks very clearly and very, very decidedly that that indeed must be the case. We're dealing here with the prophecies of Jesus, and when he spoke in parables, he spoke clearly to those who hear his voice. Why did he speak in parables? Why did he speak in language that was Aesopian, as you say? Well, his message had to be difficult for the worldly wise to understand. He even says that. He spoke in parables to hide his message from the geniuses, from the Dory Golds and the Alan Dershowitzes and the Savages and all of the others. They cannot comprehend what you, as a little child in Christ, can understand spiritually. Isn't that amazing how the Lord could hide his truth from the worldly wise simply by speaking in parables which they could not decipher? Yet the little babe could. The little child could. The spiritual child. That's the important thing. Now, I'm going to continue, but I'm going to take calls in between. I'm leading up to something here, so you'll understand how this new push for war, the arrogance of these tyrants in Washington and Jerusalem has all been done before. It was done in World War I, and certainly most decidedly in World War II. And I'll show you how Roosevelt lied the nation into war. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio, Free America, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's first start off with Marilyn in California. Hello, Marilyn.
Hello?
Is that Marilyn?
No,
Doesn't sound like Marilyn.
They pushed the wrong button there. So.
Somebody pushed. Okay, who is this?
This is Jeff
in Vermont. Okay, Jeff, yeah. You're next then.
Hey, I have 2 points to make to go along with this. If you study the early part of history of Israel, mm-hmm. you'll find out that the Zionists took most of the good fighters, men from 18 to 25 from Russia, and they're Bolsheviks, and they're mm-hmm. fighters that came over in there. They called themselves the Algun Party, mm-hmm. and they're terrorists.
Ergun.
Right. And it was pretty amazing how they did this. And the British were really, really against the mass migration of Jews in the early 30s to the late 40s to 48 when they came into existence.
Well, rhetorically they were, but they were speaking out of both sides of their mouths because you know darn right well the Balfour Declaration was a sellout and a total repudiation of the promises they had made to the Arabs following World War One.
Definitely, and the Palestinians are taking the heat for this, and it's incredible. But people don't look at the Marxist Bolshevik people that they got there, and that's the first. And the second one is they formed a secular state. It's not even a Judeo state; it's a non-God state. So they don't even promote. Well, they do promote Judaism there, but and. It was founded on a secular state, so there is no God there. I mean, there is not even the old biblical God, the Torah God, or, you know, their government doesn't condone anything.
Well, as it was founded in 47, 48, it was indeed a racist, exclusivist, supremacist state, meaning the whole point was it was a state for Jews.
Mm-hmm.
No one else. Not whites, not blacks, not Hispanics, not Indians, no one but Jews, essentially. And so they had to pretend that they were a, quote, democracy by allowing a showcase for the world to see a handful, a very small, tiny percentage of goy, as it were, residing in proper, Israel proper. And that's all they allowed to live there. And, of course, now they're beginning the process, expanding the process of wholesale ethnic cleansing because they do not want the marriage of Palestinian Arabs in Israel to continue to produce children. That's a time bomb for them. So they have to find a way to continue to expunge them and kill them off and slaughter them and dispossess them of their land while the world is focused on other matters. You see what they're doing, Jeff?
Yes, I do. If you study the Ashkenazis and the Sephardics, the Ashkenazis are actually kind of prejudiced against the Sephardic Jews that were there.
Absolutely.
For thousands of years. They were like second-class citizens.
Mm, and they are.
And the Ashkenazis, they're not even really Semitic in any way, shape, or form. They're It's kind of amazing how you look at it and you're like, what is going on here? I mean,
this is Satan's great deception. Satan wants to take back what he says is rightfully his. It all goes back to the war in heaven, and it all goes back to the age that was before the flesh age. See, there was a huge battle going on between Christ and Antichrist, between God and Satan. And this is playing out today in this age in which there is flesh, human beings playing the same roles over and over again.
And it's funny that you look at America, we're supposed to be the freest country and the most Christian country and with the Constitution and everything, and we're the most fooled.
Yes, the
because
most deceived.
Europe figured, more people in Europe figured this out, you know, then we figured it out. You know, it's just we are definitely on the guise of the Israeli lobby, and it's just incredible how much people need to, you know, look at it and realize what's going on here and just look at the facts, look at the truth. It's not really that hard.
People are not permitted to think anymore, Jeff. They're told what to think, how to think, if to think at all, and that's why they use terms, killer terms, like anti-Semite, racist, bigot, so that they can prevent people from legitimately debating these subjects which should be debated.
Yeah, that's called ad hominem attacks.
Right. Exactly.
They don't attack the evidence. They always attack the person.
And now you have, you know, the JDL exposed in the American Free Press as a terror group that is igniting a more anti-Semitic or anti-Jewish hatred against Orthodox Jews of the groups that are against the State of Israel. Those that attended the Holocaust conference in Iran, for instance, they've been targeted now by the JDL.
NutriCarta, yeah.
Yeah, the NutriCarta, exactly.
There's a website online. It's called Self-Hating Jew, and it's incredible. You go there, and these Israelis, you know, there's professors and lawyers and doctors and stuff that are against the State of Israel, and there's like 3,000 or 4,000 people on there. They go through everybody's name and they put them down and, you know, call them, you know, every name in the book. It's you know, they hate those people just as much as they hate the Goyim, just because they're against what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
well, they truly are a hateful bunch. This group, they live off of hatred. And it's ironic that they themselves tend to, if you will, attribute those qualities to their enemies, when in fact they are the ones who radiate those very same qualities.
But Rick, yeah, I understand. But you have to kind of not admire these people, but they do whatever it takes to win, and they're well organized, they're well financed, and they have time, and they take their time, and they go through generations of people to get their goals and their policies put out, you know, and it's mm-hmm. and they're human beings just like me and you. I don't believe that they're all Satan, you know, devil children. I don't believe in all that nonsense, but I just think these people have an agenda, and they're just like, they're human beings, and they do whatever it takes to pass their agenda through, and they have time, and they're willing to wait, and they self-sacrifice.
Well, what do you think motivates them if not Satan?
Other than greed, you know, I think the Zionism State of Israel, I think their Torah, their Talmud, which I think is kind of evil, you know, and Satanistic and
bingo
stuff. But I don't think they're possessed by the devil. I don't think they're, maybe they're the way, you know,
in the movie The Exorcist. No, they're not in that sense portrayed, but they are acting out on the world stage what Satan has wanted them to do right from the beginning. He needs an army. He needs a people to take back that city. That's why Jerusalem is so important, and it is their city. But it is their city from their point of view.
But according to the United Nations, East Jerusalem is actually Palestine's city. I mean,
it doesn't matter. You see, the means to an end was you used the United Nations to accomplish your immediate goal. That was the partitioning of Palestine, right?
Yeah.
And now that you've done that, and the United Nations can now turn against you, now you discredit the United Nations. Now it's a terrible organization. It was wonderful when it was conceived of. It was wonderful when it was stealing land from the Arabs. It was wonderful at this time in history, but now it has become counterproductive to their immediate goals, so they say.
And they're really smart, though, aren't they? Because they really... People, the Goyim should be organized like these people are organized.
You see, that's why they're not. And that's the whole point, why it's a spiritual war. Those who are organized for evil are organized because they are being led by the evil one. That's what I'm trying to educate people to understand.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of choice or just, an attraction to the Middle East. There's nothing in the Middle East. There's nothing in Jerusalem today to attract anyone.
Sand.
There is nothing. No oil, no resources, no more manna from heaven. All of that is gone. It ended 2,000 years ago, in 70 A.D., when the true tribes of Israel were dispersed. Now, you see what's happened in place? What possesses a man to want to call Jerusalem his capital unless he is following the dictates of his father? His father, who is indeed Lucifer.
I guess,
my friend, it is a spiritual war.
Yeah, I never
think about it, Jeff. Then
yeah,
you'll follow.
Right.
Okay, I got to run, Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling the show being so philosophical and thought-provoking. I think we also have Marilyn back now, do we? Do we have Marilyn?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, I'm doing very well, thank you.
I don't know whether I want to concentrate on the Israeli problem. You know, I don't.
You can talk about whatever you want, but I'm just giving you my 4 cents.
When I look up Kenite and I see it in one place in the Bible, it's just so hard for me to believe that Kenites are controlling Israel, but be that as it may.
Well, they're all through the Bible, not just one place. The Kenites are mentioned from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
Well, they must be renamed something else then.
No, they are not. They go under different guises. Yes, they do, use different names in secret societies today, but they're still the Kenites. They're sons of Cain, right back to that little child in the womb, Esau.
Well, I won't argue with you because one day I'd like for you to, on your show, talk about how you came up with this theory that it's the Kenites that are actually controlling Israel right now. I have no problem with saying they're very evil people, but I just wanted to ask you what you think about this. It's not just Iran that we should be troubled with. If you look, there's a lot that this so-called troop surge is sort of covering up. If you look, we are very active in the Horn of Africa right now, in Somalia, Ethiopians to take over Somalia, and
yes,
that's a very strategic spot.
Oh, absolutely.
And you don't hear a lot about that. You kind of see it on the Internet, maybe on the back pages of the paper, but this is really a big deal. There's a lot going on there.
I like what Charlie Reese, noted about Somalia in one of his last columns, and he said the same thing. He asked the question, why is America killing people in Somalia?
Right.
And he discusses that. He knows that it fits into the matrix, and as you just pointed out, it is a very strategic area, and it is also strategic in the sense that it is leading us down the road to continue this expansionist policy throughout the world.
Well, they obviously will control the Suez Canal and make sure nobody else does.
Mm.
Now, I have also questions about what you think about all these carrier groups that are really masked for suicidal destruction there in the Gulf, the Iranian Gulf. You know, from what I've heard, that's nothing more than a swamp. And you put all those carrier groups in there, and you have Russia backing Iran. That seems a little odd.
Yep.
That they would be doing this. It's almost like they're setting our troops up for a mass destruction.
Oh, absolutely. I have
already lost ground troops. Now they're going to go into our Navy and get. They're trying to destroy our ability to defend the United States. It's very odd. Do you see that?
Yes, I do, Marilyn.
Mm-hmm. I'm also concerned about what's going on in Israel. There seems to be a real heavy push now to establish a quote-unquote side-by-side Palestinian state in Israel. They had this phony allegations of rape and all that against the president of Israel, and now he's just being, that was obviously a setup. I'm sure he's no great guy anyway, but now you have this real jerk coming up and going to be president, I guess. And I hear stories that once you have two states like that, if they actually do that, then Israel is just going to annihilate all those people in Palestine.
Well, they need someone to blame for the problems, their immediate problems, and the Palestinians have always made good cannon fodder for them. And that's what Dory Gold does, and that's what others do now, blaming everything on the Palestinians and saying they're the reason. And indeed, Islamic fundamentalism is the reason why we must keep Jerusalem as the undivided capital of our state, because it is those Muslims that are dividing this city that is going to be your city, our city, for fairness and free worship for all religious faiths. And that's baloney.
Well, he may just be saying that, but the people in charge, I'm hearing, of Israel are actually going to divide Israel, and the West Bank will go to the Palestinian state. They're going to bisect it. I mean, that's pretty well set from what I've heard. So
well, don't believe everything you hear, Marilyn, because what you're hearing has been the same song and dance for 48 years,
right,
we've
right.
been hearing. Every Israeli leader has refused, in fact, to recognize the existence of the Palestinians, no matter what.
Well, I don't
this is history.
Either, but that's another story. I've never heard you also, and I'll cut it short after this, talk
yes,
about...
Yes, because we do have a break coming
the
up.
...the type of weapons that Russia has to back up Iran, which mm-hmm. far, you know, outweigh any nuclear weapons, the so-called Scalar weaponry.
Yeah, but you're assuming something that we can't assume, that Russia will back Iran in a war, a hot war. And I say be very wary about that, because if you look at Russia, Israel, and China... There is a kindred relationship in all three.
Yeah.
All right, Marilyn, thank you. I got to run. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. More calls ahead, and my analogy continues. I'm Rick Adams. We will be right back right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to call, and we will continue to take your calls. But I am discussing the deception with which this next war in the Middle East will be waged. These neocanes, these devils that they are, who are planning the next war, are pretty confident that they can pull it off. And the only reason they are confident they can do it is because they've already done it and nothing has been done to stop them. The Democrats are wagging their tongues back and forth, making a lot of noise, but they know who the master is. They know who it is they will definitely not rebel against. Nancy Pelosi made that clear right from the beginning, who her allegiances are to. She made that quite evident when she said the question is not about Palestinian human rights, but about Israel's right to exist. That was a rhetorical in-your-face to her bosses, telling them, I know who controls my heart, my soul, and my hand. I know who the master is. The master is in Jerusalem. Now, you could argue all over the map if you want, that it's this group and it's that group and it's, you know, one group or another, one philosophy, one Mason group, one Masonic lodge over that one. And all of that certainly has its place. But you got to remember, if you're going to go after the snake, you don't go after the tail. You go after the head. That head is Jerusalem. I'm telling you, as surely as today I am on these airwaves, you must go to the source. And that's the source. What drives men? Well, you may say it's not a satanic spirit. It's not the father of this world. No, he has no interest in taking his elect and his souls and bringing them into positions of power. Uh-huh. Want to bet? You know better than that. We've just proven that point. There is no reason on this earth why any group of people would find any attraction to Jerusalem anymore. Currently. At one time it was a land flowing with milk and honey, yes. At one time it was occupied by his people. But now it is totally barren. It is a useless piece of real estate, and yet, for a reason, the Kenites want an attraction there. They want to be attracted, and they are attracted to that scene. And that is a fantastic fact that has been overlooked by virtually every commentator except people like me who are trying to wake up the world, show them, and many of you are listening in high places, that the real beast system is coming forth from that end. I don't care what you say. Look at the facts. Then you begin to understand what really is going on. Doug in Texas, hello, you're on the program with Rick.
Got it.
You're on the air, Doug.
Okay.
Hello.
Perfect. You know, you had a perfect little deal going tonight, and, you know, I believe exactly what you believe, that contrary to what everybody else on talk radio says, it's little Satanist demons and this and that and other.
Stay where you are, Doug. I will give you more time right after the minute break, all right? Hour number two coming right up, uncensored, Radio Free America, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back.